Chapter 4. The Hold. 4 counts. All right, the symbolic explanation for the hold, right? We've breathed in. Now we're holding for 4 counts. What do you think? Do you have any ideas what that might mean? I'm breathing in. That's how I take the world in. Now I'm holding. The hold is what you do with how you take in the world. Are you allowing it to work for you or against you? Does the hold feel stuck and tense or creative and calm? Holding the energy in your body gives you an opportunity to pause and be still, oxidizing your cells. They love that. And to build awareness and presence. When you do this part, if you had trouble feeling your heartbeat before, see if you can feel it during the hold. When people hold their breath, they're usually feeling stress or anxiety. You're going to learn to reprogram your nervous system by making your hold a comfortable, loving place within. This will help you relieve stress. Although the hold is a gradual process during the 4 counts, if you do something as simple as notice how amazing your heart is and that it's beating automatically because it loves you, it will redirect your attention to how powerful you really are without even trying to be. I often use the example of a pregnant woman when I explain this phase of the breathing. I got that from Marianne Williamson, actually. But have you ever seen a pregnant woman focusing really hard on her stomach, trying to form eyelashes and toes from her unborn child? I don't think so. The pregnant woman goes about her business, right, and lets the creative power of nature take its course within her. She allows and observes the feelings in her womb without focusing so much on the details. Pregnant woman's going to be pigging out on food, right? And then time, the miracle is born. This is the same thing when you cut your finger, you sit there and focus on making it heal. Heal finger, does it happen naturally? My point here is that the hold need not be a focused concentration period, but rather an observed allowance and trusting of your body and energy to create something fabulous. And don't worry about the process. Simply just trust it. It is fabulous because you created it. Start getting used to this idea if you want others to find you fabulous as well. Because you know what? When we sing, obviously, we don't want to be lousy, do we? So you want your energy underlying that to be fabulous. Practice trusting the stillness within. And if it makes you uncomfortable or restless, find a way to make friends with your restlessness. One day you might experience the same stillness right before you deliver an important speech, close a deal, or bust out the high note in a song. If you practiced being okay with the stillness and trusting it, it will always create exactly what it's supposed to. This paves the way for the outward expression of the exhale to follow.